Schools are certainly feeling the pressure to prove their students have the academic skills to make it to college, pressure to bring up those test scores. The scores are certainly high stakes. The fates of schools, their teachers, and students can depend on them. But what of the other skills that kids need to become successful adults? Skills that are harder to quantify, like resilience, civil debate of disagreements, community involvement. Stateside's education commentator Matinga Ragatz has some thoughts about what students are not getting when schools are hyper-focused on test scores. Now, school is certainly a place where you go to learn, Matinga. Doesn't it make sense that teachers are focused on the academic?
Complete sense. You know, teachers need to focus on the academics because in most cases, there's important concepts that kids need to know. But, and this is a big one, you know, all academic content in the world is not going to be any good to you if you're not able to troubleshoot through life events and circumstances that may happen to you that are, in a way that it's not detrimental or to yourself or others. So in the age of information, really, we have to really consider that we can do both by dropping some of the things that, mind you, we might consider important, but not essential. So, and really concentrating on the essential things so that we can leave some room to start talking, you know, teaching the kids coping skills.
All right, let's talk about, first of all, the kinds of softer coping skills that kids need. What do you hear from teachers around the state?
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing is that we talk about these skills as being soft skills, right? And we should really stop talking about them as soft skills. We should really talk about them as essential skills, because I tell you what, there's nothing soft about the way life is going to smack you if you don't have these skills. And teachers, you know, they are frustrated by this lack of interest in the disconnect between test scores and the students' struggle with essential skills, right? So it's really, really upsetting sometimes when we simply take an unproductive classroom behavior and we just kind of label it as a mental illness, which is real, right? But then we're not given the time or the support or the resources to understand and learn how to help this student manage that behavior. So we are kind of expected to just kind of radiate this Dr. Phil vibe and somehow change our practice around the symptoms and behaviors that we know we might not always understand.
What's an example, Matinga, of something that a teacher would have had time to do 10, 15 years ago that they just can't today?
Great. Teachers, 10, 20, 30, for decades, teachers have been, you know, taking on more and more parenting roles, and they're proud of that. We're proud of being those front lines. But while in the past, right, a teacher felt they can interrupt the academic learning to raise a young man or raise a young woman, you know, the high stakes testing has shifted that goalpost completely. And now we seem to be caring more about the academic performance and less about that student's real future.
So when teachers are hyper-focused on the academics, so what aren't students learning, and how does that have long-term consequences?
Well, what they're not learning, again, is just the essential life skills. And I think we are seeing it playing out in social media where, you know, people are not coping well with news that they may disagree with. We are seeing it in, I think, the attitudes of our students when, you know, when they have to choose between looking at their cell phones and listening to, you know, and being aware of their society. So I think some of the biggest consequences that I see is that not teaching these kids these coping skills opens the door for them to go out somewhere else and learn it. And I can tell you this much, like reality shows and YouTube videos showcase bad examples of how people, say, cope with boredom. Right. And I'm not making this up. It's all on video. Right. And but the most destructive part, I think, is that schools are wasting so many resources shopping around for these prepackaged programs to help mitigate the consequences of not concentrating on teaching the kids this essential skills.
When you say life skills and coping skills specifically, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about things like, you know, dealing with rejection. I mean, half of middle school drama is just dealing with rejection and being rejected by others. I'm talking about a health class that doesn't just teach you how to, you know, the history of basketball, but actually teaches you how to understand what sugar and salt do to your growth journey in courses that allow the kids to not just learn the academics, but learn it in a context that actually puts them in the middle of the decision-making process rather than just being fed what somebody wrote in a book.
So what's the solution? How do schools keep up with the academic demands and meeting benchmarks and yet make space for these social and life skills?
Reconsider those benchmarks. I mean, in the age of information, like I said before, you have to reconsider. There are some things that kids are going to be able to find online, and they're depending on us to not necessarily give them that replicate that information in the classroom, but to really help them make sense of the information that they find online. And so if we do not do that, you know, we are going to be, as educators, I think, you know, not the place the kids come for learning. They come there just for us to give them content that's not necessarily relevant to them in their life.
Matinga Ragatz with us via Skype. She is a National Hall of Fame teacher and Stateside's education commentator. As always, Matinga, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.